thank the Burmans who do so much also in terms of the recordings and the website and everything else, do that in advance. But we decided that even though today is Labor Day and people are sometimes away, but obviously the opportunity to get a shear in before Rosh Hashanah is not a small thing. And the plan, I think, is that we'll have a shear tonight and the next week before Yom Kippur also on some topic that is relevant to either Yom Kippur itself or Tshuva more generally, one of those kind of topics. Then we'll have a break till after Yom Tov, and then I think the Monday night after Yom Tov, I don't remember the date, was it October 4th, right? October 4th will begin the regular shiur, in which we'll this year we'll be learning the second parak of Psachim, which is what I'm learning in yeshiva. So it's parak Kol Shav, which is a parak that deals with obviously in Psachim, so it deals with chametz, but not only with chametz, with the very concepts of Macholos Asuros and Yisurei Hana, you know, food for thought, you know, under any condition or any time of the year. I didn't say anything to happen. You can have a question. You didn't like the poll, you didn't like the joke.
The year has gone on. December 20th, between Yom Kippur and Sukkot.
I think we decided that that's a time when people are usually scrambling around to, you know, either find their lulav and esrog or finish up building their sukkah. So I think we decided that we would, you know, we would let people do hachana for the mitzvah instead. I think that was the consensus view when I was asked. Okay, so let's start with the shiur tonight. Last year was a situation of Rosh Hashanah Shechol Yos B'Shabbos. And the last year I spoke about the topic of Rosh Hashanah Shechol Yos B'Shabbos. I thought it was an appropriate theme. Since it's nice, that's what it was. What I tried to develop last year was the idea that if you understand the Gzeira of Rabbah, Shema Yavi Reno Daladamus Brishas Harabim, Chashash Rachok, as I tried to explain it, it's, you know, how likely is it that you're really going to violate and you're going to come to violating Dinda Raisa of Hatsar Daladamus B'Shabbos? But if you understand well why it is that we're almost halakhically paranoid, I say halakhically paranoid can be a good thing, then you'll understand better the nature of Tkiyas Shofar. That was my argument. In other words, it would be counterproductive, given the character and nature of Tkiyas Shofar, it would be counterproductive to take the risk that facilitating that mitzvah might end up in desecrating the Shabbos. So it isn't just a matter of weighing, you know, the value of Tkiyas Shofar against the chashash of Chilul Shabbos. That was the, you know, in a nutshell, that was the argument that I was making. But if you understand Tkiyas Shofar well, then you'll understand that for internal reasons, for reasons that are akiyum in Tkiyas Shofar, it's better not to take the risk. It's better on Shabbos not to blow shofar. That, in a nutshell, was the argument. Now, if I did my job correctly, so people might have, you know, come away, you know, very, I hope that they were, you know, feeling a sense of enthusiasm about Rosh Hashanah Shechol Yos B'Shabbos. But certainly wasn't my intention that, you know, people should conclude that, you know, there's a bigger kiyum in not blowing shofar than in blowing shofar. So this year, Baruch Hashem, we have a regular Rosh Hashanah, which is falls out on Chol, and we have 2 days of Tkiyas Shofar. So I thought that just to balance out the picture, that I would zero in this year on the importance of Tkiyas Shofar and the character of Tkiyas Shofar itself, not the kiyum of not blowing, but the kiyum of blowing and its significance. Clearly, the focus of Rosh Hashanah in terms of Maisa Mitzvos is Tkiyas Shofar. We have two psukim which talk about the Moed, Rosh Hashanah. Excuse me. One in Parshas Emor, in the context of the general Parshas HaMoedim, and the other, of course, in Parshas Pinchas, in the context of the Musafim. Both of these psukim zero in on Tkiyas Shofar, but they do so in a way which is a little bit, or at minimum, a little bit ambiguous. The Torah, if you have the, I don't know if everybody has them, but whoever has the sheets, The Torah in Parshas Emor says, "Dabero b'nei Yisrael lemor b'chodesh ha'shvi'i b'echad b'chodesh yeh lachem shabbaton zichron trua mikra kodesh." We've spoken over the years many times about this ambiguous phrase, zichron trua. Last year, it was a focal point of our discussion because Yerushalmi and the Havamina of the Babli say that zichron trua is a reference to Rosh Hashanah Shecholios b'Shabbos. The reason they say that is because the pasuk implies not so much the trua itself, but what the trua, what resonates as a result of the trua, zichron trua, is responsible for the mikra kodesh. But in any case, for our purposes tonight, the important thing to realize is that the Torah's description of Rosh Hashanah zeroes in on shofar, but it doesn't describe much. It doesn't tell us anything about blowing the shofar. The verb is absent from pasuk. The chepta, when is it to blow, absent from the pasuk. There's no definition of what trua is. Simply zichron trua mikra kodesh. If you look at Bamidbar and Parshas Pinchas, you don't get much more information. B'kodesh ha'shvi b'echad l'kodesh mikra kodesh yelachem kol melechas avodol la'usasu yom trua yelachem. So here already we're not talking about zichron trua, we're talking about a day of tkia shofar, right? Even the Yerushalmi and even the Havamina, the Gemara thought that this refers to a regular year where you blow the shofar. But once again, we're confronted with a meager amount of information. It doesn't say you tkatem b'shofar, right? Davartem es ha-shofar. The word shofar doesn't appear. The word tkia in any form doesn't appear. There's no verb. There's no hefza. Here, trua, which is a kol shofar, which is also mentioned in the previous citation, defines the yom. So there's a certain level of ambition in this pasuk in Pinchas. The whole day, I mean, how much time does tkia shofar actually take? As we'll soon discuss, the real shear of tkia shofar, daraisa, is three truos surrounded by, that's what I want to talk about a little more, surrounded by two telefanel, two telachrel, two tkios. So basically nine kolos. Right? This became inflated. We'll talk about that inflation in just a minute. But Minat Torah, all you really require is nine kolos. How long does it take to blow nine kolos? Right? Not very long. And yet, the Torah considers the significance of tkia shofar to be such that the entire day is defined by the performance of that mitzvah. So you have a very ambitious pasuk, on the one hand, yom trua yelachem. On the other hand, even as we accentuate the impact of tkia shofar and its ability to identify and to define the day itself, right, very ambitious, once again, absent any kind of information, what do we use to blow, do we the verb itself, how many tkios or truos, none of this is found in our pasuk. Contrast that with what we actually do. In fact, tkia shofar isn't over in a couple of minutes. We blow not only the nine kolos that are obligatory minat Torah, but we blow the minag of most of Kol Yisrael, at least, is to blow 100. There are people who blow more than 100, for various reasons, and we're not going to get into that today unless we have time, but I doubt it. The minag of most of Kol Yisrael, based on a drasha, Sisra, and the whole story, is to blow 100 kolos. Where do these 100 kolos come from? And even though the pasuk only speaks about yom trua and zichron trua, the only kol that is mentioned is trua, as we know, we sound quite a few different kolos, right? There are the tkios that accompany every trua, and then, of course, there's the trua itself, which, as we'll discuss, is subject to debate. Right? There are at least three perspectives on what a trua is. Either it's ginuchei ganich, we'll discuss the Gemara in a minute, which is the equivalent of what we call shvarim, sighing, or yilulei yalil, the staccato sobbing, right? Or it's ginuchei ganich and yilulei yalil, right? Which is both. And within The Shvarim Trua, which is the Ginuchei Ganech, Leolil, there's further debate, several debates actually. The main one, we could just stop at that for the moment, is the question whether or not you blow B'Neshim Achas, or you blow B'Shtein Neshimos. Do you have a hefsek in between the Shvarim and the Trua? There are people who are mock, but again, I'm not talking about excessive chumras. I'm not talking about people who blow more than 100 kolos. Again, there are people who blow more than 100 kolos. There are people who blow multiples of 100 kolos because they want to be yotzei every single shita that there is. I'm not dismissing that. It's not done by the mainstream of Klal Yisrael, but for people who want to do that and to feel that it adds a kiyum in their tiyah shofar, that's all fine and good. So they have multiplied the variations of their different views how to exactly sound a trua. There are again various views about neshima achas and shtei neshimos. Even within neshima achas and shtei neshimos, there are all sorts of arguments. For example, shtei neshimos means you actually take a breath in between, or it means that you pause the amount of time that you could take a breath. Neshima achas means the koach echad, or it means the shtei kochos, but the neshima achas. Maybe one day we'll go into more of the intricate details of the various shitas that emerged. So I'm not talking about the people who have 200 kolos or 225 kolos. I'm talking about regular members of Klal Yisrael. Regular members of Klal Yisrael hear 100 kolos, and in most cases, or in many cases at least, they hear a set the neshima achas, another set the shtei neshimos, etc. Where did all that come from? When you look at the psukim that talk about Rosh Hashanah and the Torah, and all you have is zichron trua and yom trua. Where do you get the 100 kolos from? Now, this is 100 kolos, as they say, is based on a medrash, but at least, even if you were to talk about the fundamental halakha, let's drop the 100 for the moment, and we'll speak about the 30. The 30, which became 60. What really happened was, there were two, which became three, which became nine, right, which became 30, which became 60. Okay. That's how the, and then it became 100. Okay. And then, we're not talking about the beyond 100. What do I mean? The Torah itself speaks about trua, right, either once, if it's the same pasuk repeated, so it's one. If you want to be medayik, that there are two different psukim, so it's two. The third, that's one, that's two. Where did the third come from? Third came from the Parsha of Yovel, which is one of the things I want to speak about. If you look at the third entry here, the Pasuk in Vayikra, Perichapei, the Safarta l'cha sheva shabsos shanim, sheva shanim, sheva pa'amim, v'ayu l'cha yimei sheva shabsos hashanim, teisha ve'arba'im shana, v'avarta shofar trua b'chodesh ha'shvihi, v'asar l'chodesh b'yom ha'kippurim, t'aviru shofar b'chol ha'artzachet. So the pasuk says that on Yovel, the havarta shofar trua, you should blow with the shofar a trua, right? And then it repeats again, taviru shofar b'chol ha'artzachet. This one pasuk, which deals with Yovel, right, provides actually this fascinating thing, more information, right, than the two psukim that deal with Rosh Hashanah. Yovel comes every Yovel. Once in a Yovel, we have a Yovel, right? And we have Rosh Hashanah every year, right? If you ask people, you mention the word Tkiyah Shofar, even Bizman Shehayovel Noheg, I can pretty much guarantee that the reflex response of people is to associate it with Rosh Hashanah, not with Yovel, right? It happens too rarely. It's a kind of a very exotic kind of occurrence in the context of Yom Kippur. And the people don't initially, reflexively, associate Tkiyah Shofar with Yovel. And yet, it's fascinating that the information, in terms of identifying our practice of Tkiyah Shofar, comes from Yovel more than it comes from Rosh Hashanah. Okay. So what happened was, let's say you had the one then you have one or two truos, then you have the third true of you, although I'll show you this in the Gemara in just a minute. Then you had the three, but you had chuta lefanel, chuta lachera. Where did that come from? So we'll see in a minute. The Gemara has two deos. Either came from the parsha of Yovel, this parsha, Babarta Taviru. That's the makor for chuta lefanel, chuta lachera, the tkios. Again, there are more tkios than there are truos. Right, double. Right, and yet, tkia doesn't appear at all in the context of Rosh Hashanah. Right? It appears obliquely in the context of Yovel. And yet there are double of them. So that's nine. And then you have a problem of trying to define what a trua is. So then you have to triple everything, except that once you triple it, so one of the tripling is the shvarim trua, so that means the nine became 27, which really became either 27 or 30, depending on how you look at it. Some people think that depends whether it's b'nishimachas or b'shteinishimos, whether you're really talking about 27 or 30. And then the Gemara says also in Rosh Hashanah, Nach Tezayin, that, you know, why are we tokeyam miyushav and why are we tokeyam miumad? As we know, we have the practice to blow shofar before matzah. That's called tkiyos miyushav. Because in the olden days, the people would sit down as the tokeyah was standing and blowing. And then, of course, in the context of matzah, whether it's in tefillah b'lakash or tefillah hatzibur, al seder habrachos. So they have the 30 of the miyushav and the 30 of the ma'umad. So that's how it all developed. From 1 to 2 to 3 to 9 to 27, 30 to 60. And then the Medrash, which got it up to 100. All that from Yom Truah Yilachem, Zichron Truah. The question is as follows. This is really what I want to speak about. On the one hand, there's a practical question. Really, how do we know, how can we trace, and how can we explain the practice that we all adopt, which is to blow shofar in the way that we do? The amount, the way, the method, in other words, the different kolos, that I've pretty much described very quickly, and I'll document that for you in just a minute in terms of the Gemara. The second question, which I think is not a practical question, but a conceptual question, is it significant that the dinim of Tkiyas Shofar, given that Tkiyas Shofar is the symbol of Rosh Hashanah, is it significant that what I just described is true? That the Torah, instead of telling us, you take a shofar, you blow the shofar, you blow tkios, and then you blow truos. Instead of doing that, right, the Torah came at us in a very ambiguous and obscure and cryptic way. All it has is the phrase trua, yom trua, and zichron trua, right, and everything else is supplemented by means of yovel and possibly the chatzotzros of a karban and of a yom tzara, we'll discuss that in a minute as well as the definition of trua. Is that significant? Is that important at all? Why did Torah not simply explicate what it wanted with tkiyat shofar? And if it didn't, by drawing, you know, our attention to these parallels, what did it mean to convey to us about the nature of tkiyat shofar? Of course, this is a question that I'm raising. You know, reflect a certain broader approach. I mean, there are two ways to look at you know, these issues. Let's say you know, for purposes of simplifying things, we could call it the issue of limudim. One way is that limudim are basically unfathomable, and they're just a mechanism to provide us with information. Words, we don't really care when it comes to the interrelationship between Torah Shabbosav and Torah Shabbalpeh. We don't really care what the source is. What we care is that there's an authentic source. In the end of the day, if the Mesorah, in combination with Torah Shabbosav, teaches us that we have to blow shofar, right, 9 or 30 or 60 times, and we know exactly, you know, what that requires of us, in terms of the kind of trua that it is, in terms of the pshuta lefaneha olach hareha, etc., in terms of the question whether it's a mitzvah shmiya, mitzvah tkiya, as long as we know the facts, that's all that we should be concerned about, right? The method of extracting the information is a methodology, you know, given to us from Moshe Rabbeinu, right, and practiced throughout the world of halacha, and in itself does not necessarily characterize the tochen that that emerges from it. Or no, is it possible that there is intentionality when the Torah, you know, describes something explicitly, then that has one implication, and when it only provides oblique references, or where most of the information, right, is based on cross-referencing or integrating other themes and other sugyas, other parshios, but that says something about the nature of the mitzvah. I think that's an important question. Generally, I take the second view. I don't know whether we can always figure out you know, the relationship between the methodology of conveying information and the character of the information itself. That's the challenge, I think, in many cases of Talmud Torah. One has to be careful not to speculate too wildly. Again, you want your speculations to be reinforced so that they reach a point where they're no longer speculations. But I take the view, at least, that there is a certain measure of intentionality here, and that the Talmud Torah challenge is always to try to figure out the nature of a particular halacha, as sometimes reflected in a dramatic way, at least, by the Limudim. Okay, having said that, so let's pull back for a moment, and let's establish some of the facts first, and then I'll suggest what I think a few of the implications are. Okay. As I mentioned, when it comes to the question of Tkiyas Shofar, the Psukim themselves tell us almost nothing. There's no verb, there's no shofar, there are no tkios. There is trua, but there's no definition of what trua is. So let's examine some of these things a little bit more closely. Just the facts first. How do we know that tkiyas shofar, that there's a blowing of the shofar? So the Gemara tells us that that this is based on the pasuk about Yovel. And this, of course, reinforces the idea I mentioned before, which is that while Yovel comes rarely, while its relationship to shofar on Rosh Hashanah seems to be very coincidental, even tenuous, nonetheless, if we look closely, many of the dinim, more dinim actually, of tkiyas shofar by Rosh Hashanah are derived from Yovel than they are from Rosh Hashanah itself. Let me just give you a few examples of this. See what we find, what we learned from yoga. Number one, the next makar. The Mishnah tells us on Chavav Mebeis in Rosh Hashanah, Shava Hayoga le Rosh Hashanah le Tkia ule Brachos. Exactly what that means, it sounds like what the Mishnah is telling us is that the act, that the quality of Tkia Shofar by Rosh Hashanah and Yoga are the same. And not only the Tkia, but the Brachos as well. That's particularly fascinating. Because the idea that the tkios might be identical, but that's one thing. Through all, you could have the same mechanism and can accomplish, you know, more than one task. For example, the tkios of that we speak of, the chatzotzros, accomplished multiple tasks. That may be very significant in binding them together, but on the whole, there was a purpose of tkia to call the Ada together, another one to, you know, get them you know, to journey. When it comes to the chatzotzros, there's a chatzotzros of Eis Tzara v'Mochama, the Parsha and Bamidbar Perek Yud. There's also a chatzotzros in the context of Ola. It's very possible that the same method, the same mechanism can accomplish more than one purpose. So the idea that there's an objective definition of truas ha-shofar, which is common to both Yovel and Rosh Hashanah, on the surface, is interesting, but it's the degree of interest, let's say, might still be limited. The fact that the brachos are the same is much more intriguing, because the brachos always convey the theme. Here we're talking about brachos, we're talking about malchios, zichronos, and shofros. The idea that Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros, together with the Tkiyah, applies not only Rosh Hashanah but Yovel, is fascinating. How do we know Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros? What's the Mokka for Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros? possibly Zichron Trua. So the parsha of Rosh Hashanah is exported into Yovel, even as we'll make clear in just a few minutes, but we already foreshadowed it, right? Many of the dinim of the Maisa, Tkia, and the Chetza of Shofar come from Yovel to Rosh Hashanah. So it's a two-way street. And the implication seems to be not that there's a coincidence, the same shofar, the same trua that does one does something else, but there seems to be more, at least, of a thematic unity, if not only the tkios, but the brachos are held in common. Then the Mishnah goes on. Rav Yehuda Omer, Brashana token b'shel zcharim, b'yovlos b'shel yelin. Right? Question is the shofar identical or not? Is it kafuf or is it pashut? And here you have a discussion in the Gemara. Gemara says, "Omer Levi mitzvah shavas shana v'shu yom kippurim." Yom kippurim here meaning yovel b'kufin. So kol hashana in the context of tainis b'pshutin. But now shofar shavas shana shel yael pashut. The Gemara says, "Who do Omer kaitana the tainer Rabbi Yudom ever rosh shana yutokin b'shel scharin kufin v'yovlos b'shel yeelin." In other words, this is machlokes. Whether or not on Yovel you blow with a pashut or with a kafuf. The lema hilchos of Rabbi Yehuda, yomer hilchos of Rabbi Yehuda, hava mina afilu shel Yovel nami k'Rabbi Yehuda sfirale, and that even on Yovel you should blow with kfufin. Kamash malan that you're mechal. Then the Gemara says, "My kamit legi mar sava brash hashana kama dekayif inchi daite fe mali." Yom Kippurim, come the Pashit, in Shidaite, Fei Mali. Mar Sava Rosh Hashanah, come the Pashit, in Shidaite, Fei Mali. The tiniest, come the Kayif, in Shidaite, Fei Mali. So this is actually a very fascinating argument on two levels. Number one, the shape of the shofar, whether it's bent or whether it's straight, the Gemara tells us, reflects the way that you, the posture that you take towards the day. Do you look at shofar in terms of pashut, kind of being on an even keel, I guess a less crisis-ridden state, or you're all tied up in knots, come at the kayif inchi mali say. So the Gemara has basically two or three deos here. Right? When it comes to a tainis, clearly kafos. When it comes to Yovel, right, and Rosh Hashanah, there's a machlokas. Whether pashut is better or kafut is better. Fascinating argument. And then there's the possibility that you could be mechalek between Rosh Hashanah, which is kafut, and Yovel, which is pashut, which makes a lot of sense, because Rosh Hashanah is a time of crisis. Rosh Hashanah, right, to use the Rambam's felicitous phrase, right, ein b'em simcha yisera yitzimei yira b'fachad, both the Rambam in his Yad HaChazakah, as well as the Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayos. Right? That's how the Rambam explains, even though the Gemara doesn't say this, that there's no Hallel on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim, because in Bahem Simcha, right, the Yemei Yir of Afachad, so the idea of Kayif Tvei makes sense. On the other hand, Yovel is a drawer. Yovel is a Yom, is a time of Simcha. It's the time of Shiluach Avadim, and the return of ancestral belongings, etc. What's fascinating is, if you think this equation between Yovel and Rosh Hashanah will establish either that Rosh Hashanah is Pashut or that Yovel is Kayif. Because then, once again, in addition to the details of Yovel, right, defining the shofar, Tkia shofar, the Chetza shel Trua, Tkia of Rosh Hashanah, in addition to the Tfilas, the Brachos, of Rosh Hashanah being applied to Yovel. So now, even what seems to be an obvious difference, namely the way that we look at these days, even that is now being challenged in both directions. That's the Shaka Matari of the Gemara. Likewise, the Gemara called Zayin Amid Aleph, next piece, Shavah Yovel Rosh Hashanah Litzkiyah Lebrachos. The Gemara says, "Amar al Shua by Yitzchak Keman Matzlina Naivna Zeh Yom Tchilas Masecha Zikaron LeYom Arishon." Right? Who is the man Damar who says that this pasuk, that this tefillah rather, Zeh Yom Tchilas Masecha Zikaron LeYom Arishon is said in Rosh Hashanah? Keman Krabilei Azner Damar V'Tishrei Nivra Ha'Olam. So then on Rosh Hashanah we refer to Tchilas Masecha Zikaron Liyom Rishon. Asin Raveina, right? Shabbat Yom the Rosh Hashanah Litkia Ulebrachos Vayika Zeh Yom Tchilas Masecha Zikaron Liyom Rishon. The Rosh Hashanah Isa Ubiyova Leisa. The Gemara says Kiktani Asha'ara. Once again, it appears, and this is what I'm trying to argue a little bit, that the connection between Yovel and Rosh Hashanah is not just a method of deriving or providing information. But the Gemara takes it very, very seriously. Yovel, Rosh Hashanah, Shavim Lebracha, and Shavim Letkia. And therefore, if you have a phrase which relates to Rosh Hashanah that doesn't relate to Yovel, somehow that disrupts the equation. I mean, it's a fascinating thing when you think about it. I mean, clearly Yovel does not relate to Yom Haras Olam. So it would be so terrible, even if we were to conclude that Shavim B'Bracha, right, to have the theme of Yom Haras Olam just because it doesn't appear also in Yovel. In other words, it appears from the Gemara that there's a halacha to equate the brachos of Rosh Hashanah and of Yovel, to the extent that if there is something which isn't in any way contradictory to Yovel, but it's something that also applies separately to Rosh Hashanah, the inclusion of that in the brachos is offensive to this principle of Shavu Yovel the Rosh Hashanah. And that is certainly very fascinating. If we continue on, the Gemara continues to evaluate this relationship, and here's where, again, we foreshadowed some of the most important substantive knowledge that we have about Tkiyas Shofar B'Rosh Hashanah is the Dalit. The Gemara says, Tan Rabbanan, this is the Gemara on Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, Tan Rabbanan, Minayin Shiv the Shofar, how do you know that what you blow is a shofar? Right, all the Torah tells us is Yom Trua Yelachem, or Zichron Trua. For all we know, it could be a Chatzotros, could be anything. How do you know that it's a shofar? So the Gemara says, Talmud Lomar, Vavarta Shofar Trua, that's the pasuk we read in Vayikra Chafei, that's the pasuk of Yovel. So the Gemara says, Eimei, Elo B'Yovel, how do you know that pasuk applies to Rosh Hashanah? That pasuk is said, the context of, and applies only to Yovel. Rosh Hashanah Minayim, Tamlor b'chodesh hashvi'i, she'en tamlor b'chodesh hashvi'i, ma tamlor b'chodesh hashvi'i, she'kol tru'o she'chodesh shvi'i zeh kazeh. Uminayin she'pshuta lefaneha, tamlor b'avarta shofar, tru'a. So now, being told, the chetesh shofar comes from Yovel, based on this chodesh hashvi'i, and how do you know that there are tkios, which I'd say are two times as many as there are tru'os? Vavarta shofar trua, which is Yovel, uminayin shepshuta lachareha, the other pasuk in Yovel, tamadomar taviru shofar. The email of Yovel brosh Hashanah minayin, tamadomar b'chodesh hashvi. She'en tamadomar b'chodesh hashvi, not tamadomar b'chodesh hashvi, shukola trua sachodesh hashvi zeh kazeh. Uminayin the shalosh, shal shalosh shalosh, and how do you know that there are three sets of Trua, which means, right, nine kolos. How do you know that? Talmud Lomar v'avarta shofar trua, shabbason zichron trua, yom trua yelachem. The three references to trua of the Torah, two with regard to Rosh Hashanah, and one with respect to Yovel. V'minayim v'ikin es omer shol zeh b'zeh v'shol zeh b'zeh, Talmud Lomar shvi, shvi l'gzereshav. So it's very fascinating. All the information is being shared in both directions. Again, the brachos theme from Rosh Hashanah to Yovel, the chetza and maisa of Tkiyas Shofar from Yovel to Rosh Hashanah. Okay. Then the Gemara has another possibility, which is also worth noting. I tana maisa lebigzer Rishava min Midbar. The Tanya lists the idea of pshita lefanah, pshita lachreha, is derived not from Yovel, but from the chatzotros of Milcham. The Tanya utkaten trua, tkiya b'fnei atzma, utrua b'fnei atzma. So the tkaten trua. Then the Gemara says, Ata omer tkiya b'fnei atzma, utru b'fnei atzma, o'enu a tkiya utrua achasi. Gemara in Sukkah elaborates this more fully. Machlokas Rav Yehuda and the Chachamim, the Mishnah there talks about how many tkios there were in the Mikdash. So the Mishnah has one figure, and then Rav Yehuda is quoted in the Braisa as having a figure which is one third that amount. So the Gemara explains that the argument between them is that Rav Yehuda was the opinion that Tkia is considered a single entity. Whereas according to the Chachamim, Tkia Lachud, Trua Lachud, these are three different kolos. That itself is a very important, very fascinating question. Do you look at the unit of Tkia, Trua, Tkia as a single integrated unit? There could be Nafkanina, for example, Mishimachas, certain types of issues of Hefsek, other things. We'll leave that for another time. And that's what the Pasuk then continues. Kishomer v'hakalus hakahol titku'u v'lo toriyu havomer tkiya b'fnei atzmo tru b'fnei atzmo v'minayin shepshuta l'paneha v'tkatem trua v'minayin shepshuta l'achreha tamud lomar trua yitzka'u Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher b'ochem b'brokom and tzarech hari omer v'tkatem trua shenis shen tamud lomar shenis ma tamud lomar shenis zeb ben av shebechol bakom sheneamar Trua Tehei second Tkia Shniela Einyela Bamidbar Barash Hashanah Minayin Tamadomar Trua Trua Ligzer Shabba Vishalos Trua Snemer Barash Hashanah Shabbatam Zichron Trua Yom Trua Yelachem Babak Vashofar Trua Vishtei Tkios Vakalachas Yachad Motzino Lenedin Gimel Truos Vishesh Tkios Nemer Barash Hashanah. And here the Gemara has again very fascinating discussion. The Gemara says that three truos and six tkios, and that's how we paskin. But the Gemara goes on to say, shtayim midivrei Torah, v'achas midivrei sofer. Really, it isn't, I said before, it was one which became two, which became three, which became nine. It's even more complicated, because according to some, it's two midivrei Torah and one midivrei sofer. Which means it's two, which is six, not really three fully, which is nine. Which are the two? Shabbosom zichron trua, v'avarta shofar trua, midivrei Torah. Yom trua, yelachem, the Talmudo huba. So even according to the view that there are only two, which are six, you would have thought that two would be the ones for Rosh Hashanah. No. One Rosh Hashanah, one Yom. Then Gemara goes one further. Rabbi Shua bar Nachmani, Rabbi Yonasan, achas midivrei Torah, shtayim midivrei sofrim. Only one is midivrei Torah. So, which one? You would think, you know, the Rosh Hashanah one. No. Mavarta shofar trua midivrei Torah, shabbatam zichron trua v'yom trua yelachem the Talmudo huba. But even though that would mean my the Talmudo huba, then the Gemara explains v'yom v'lo v'layla, whatever. That would mean that the makar for trua, right, of Shofar, Rosh Hashanah, Doraisa, or Minat Torah at least, question of Midivrei Sofer means here, would come exclusively from Yovel. So if there's only one, it's from Yovel. If it's two, right, it's one from each. And only if it's three is it two from Rosh Hashanah and one from Yovel. Then the Gemara goes on. And the Gemara, I'm going to skip the next Gemara, so I hope we'll get back to it. That's the famous discussion of Rabbah Bo, what is a Trua? We don't even know what a true is. So at least the one piece of information that we have from Rosh Hashanah, right, everything else is obscure, but at least it's true. Right, Yom Trua, Zichron Trua. All right, we don't know about the Shofar, we don't know about the Tkias, we don't know about what you're supposed to do with this Trua, but at least Trua, right? But even that, we don't know what it is. I'll just read it quickly. Atkim Rav Avoh B'Kesari, Tkia, Shosh Tzvarim, Shosh Shvarim, Trua, Tkia. Manashach, he leyalil liadid tkiya trua tkiya. Biginuche ganich liadid tkiya shlosha shvarim tkiya. So the Gemara says mesapkale. Rabbo wasn't sure, right? What is a trua? Biginuche ganich, is it sighing shvarim? He leyalil. So the Gemara says maskefler of avira. The dilma yimulehabe. The Kamasik Shlosha Shvarim made Trua Latkia. If it is the Trua, so then Shvarim Trua is a Hefsek. So the Gemara says, Hadra the Tkia Trua Tkia. That's why we do not only Tashrat, but also Tarat. Maska for Rabina of Adilma Gimuche Ganech the Kamisika Trua Ben Shvarim Latkia. Maybe it's only Shvarim, and you shouldn't do the Truas. The Gemara says, "Hadar Abed Tzkiya Shvarim Tzkiya." Hello, Bavo Mayatkin. So what was this takana? Igin Yuchin Gane Chavdi Layalim Chavdi. The Sapkale. In addition to not knowing whether it was Shvarim or true, I wasn't sure whether it wasn't both. The Sapkale Dilma Gane Chiyalil. Iachi Levedami Yitcha. Why did they do Tzkua Tzkiya Trua Shlosh Shvarim Tzkiya? So the Gemara says, "Dilma Yalu the Ganak." People don't sob and sigh. People sigh and sob. Right? Sighing is more, associated with, deep concern and reflection. It's still a more cognitive, state. And then, you kind of lose control and you break down into your pure emotion. That's where the staccato sobbing comes from. You don't go from staccato sobbing to reflective or groaning, kinuchegan. That's the Gemara, which implies that there's a experiential element. We'll get that said also. This Gemara implies that these aren't just kolos, but there's an experiential element which is mimicking the experience of Bech. Okay. Then one more Gemara. The Gemara says, elaborates again on Lamedalot on the base. Torah Rabbanu Tkios Ein Ma'akvo Zuazu. Brachos Ein Ma'akvo Zuazu. Tkios Brachos Shal Rosh Hashanah Vishal Yom Kippurim Ma'akvos. Once again, the Gemara repeats this idea that the Tfilah and the Tkios are Ma'akim. By Taima, Amar Rabba, Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu Imru Lepanai Rosh Hashanah Malchios Zechonos Shofros. Famous Gemara. Malchios Kadesh Tamlichuni Aleichem. Right, Malchios to crown me, Zichronos Kadesh Yavo Lefanai, Zichronechem Letoba, Ubameh Bishofar. Once again, this formulation, which we associate so much with Rosh Hashanah, is being applied by the Gemara to Yovel as well. This idea that Yovel plays such a central role in providing the information that is pivotal to doing the mitzvah of Shofar and Rosh Hashanah, we've established in the Gemara, is also codified by the Rambam. And that is significant, because the Rambam doesn't always quote Limudim. Right? He often, I would say, typically, the Rambam drops a Limud. When he quotes a Limud, especially when he quotes a number of Limudim, right, he does so because he considers the source itself to be significant. And getting back to the question I raised before, do we only care about the information that that emerges, or do we care about the process that produces it, in terms of understanding the nature of a particular mitzvah or halacha? So it's just interesting to note that the Rambam makes references to Yovel all over the place. He makes references to Yovel and Hilchos Shofar, and he makes references to Shofar of Rosh Hashanah when he deals with the issue of Yovel. And Sefer Mitzvot, he has a very fascinating formulation, which I'll get to in just a moment. Rambam here in Halacha Aleph, Mitzvah Seish HaTorah L'Shmo HaTruas HaShofar Rosh Hashanah Shenemar Yom Tru Yelachem the Shofar Shetokim Bel Bein Rosh Hashanah Bein B'Yovel, right? Even though he's only talking about Rosh Hashanah, and he has a separate area, right, where he talks about Yovel. So why does he have to mention Yovel here? Who Karen Akvasim Akafut, the Rambam paskins that both Yovel and Rosh Hashanah should be kufim, should be bent. Kol Hashofros Psulos Psulin Chutz MiKaren Akedus. Hafal Pi Shon Nisfarish BaTora Trua B'Shofar B'Rosh Hashanah. Right? How do we know that it's B'Shofar? Hare Omer B'Yovel Bavar B'Shofar Trua Tabiru Shofar. The Piyash Mulam Duma Trua B'Yovel B'Shofar Av Trua Rosh Hashanah B'Shofar. Etc. That's the Rambam. Then again, later on, if you look in here, if you look at Perek Gimel Halacha Aleph, this is on page 3. So, Kama Tkiyas Chayvah Adam Lishmua B'Yomtov Shel Rosh Hashanah, Tesha Tkiyas, 9 Tkiyas. The Tisha Nemra, Trua B'Yovel, B'Rosh Hashanah, Shol Shepanim, B'Chol Truma, P'shuta L'Paneh, P'shuta L'Akreha, P'yesh Melandu, Kol Trua, Shol Chodesh HaShvi, Echarein, Bein Barshana Bein Yom Kippur Shul Yota. Teisha Tkiyah Tokim Kol Achad Mishneim Tkiyah Trua Tkiyah Tkiyah Trua Tkiyah Tkiyah Trua Tkiyah. Again, there's nothing difficult about the fact that the Rambam is quoting Gemaras, except that he doesn't typically quote these types of Gemaras, and that, as you'll see in a moment, it goes in both directions. He finds it important to quote Yovel and it was Rosh Hashanah, and we'll see in a moment the other direction as well. Trua Zu Amu Batorah, then he tells you, we're not sure what it is, we'll skip that for the moment, that's Halacha Beis and Halacha Gimel. I hope to get back to it for another reason later on. Once again, Paragim Halacha Ches, Shalosh Brachos and Tzoyos Elish Rosh Hashanah V'Yom HaKippurim Shal Yovel Shein Malchus Zechonos V'Shofros Ma'akmos Zu Azu. Again, whenever the Gemara has this limud and this connection, the Rambam paskins it. Good. Okay. If you look on page 4, we have the same phenomenon in the opposite direction in Hilchos Shemitah V'Yovel. Look at Perek Yud, Halacha Yud, which is the first time the Rambam speaks about Tkiyas Shofar B'Yovel. Mitzvah Saseh L'Tkoav B'Shofar B'Asirin L'Tishrei B'Shnas HaYovel. Mitzvah Zu Mesura L'Bezdin Tchila V'Kol Yachid V'Yachid Chayv L'Tkoa Shenemar Taviru Shofar. The token, the shofar, teisha, kederech, shetoken, barash Hashanah. Umavir and shofar, b'chol gul Yisrael. So again, he mentions shofar. He already has that halacha in Hilchos shofar, right? He repeats it in Hilchos Yovel. Almost as if to say, right, this halacha, that this equation between Yovel and shofar, is important from a Rosh Hashanah point of view. It's equally important from a Yovel point of view. And again, halacha yudalef. Shofar shal yovel, v'shal rosh hashanah, echad hu l'chol davar. Right, that's a big statement. Echad hu l'chol davar, we're not sure what he's talking about exactly, but that's a statement that goes beyond the Gemara. It doesn't say echad hu l'chol, it says shofar. The echad rosh hashanah, the echad yovel, the tkios, and the shal yovel token, bein bebezin shekitshma sachodesh, bein bebezin shabo kitshma sachodesh, v'kol yachid yachid chayv l'tkoa kolzman shebezin yoshim shalom v'sebezin. And halacha yudesu. Rosh Hashanah shechol b'shabes lo yitoken ala bebezin shekitshu sachodesh. Funny Rambam also in Rosh Hashanah. Then kol yachid b'yachid tokeh ala b'fnei bezin. So again, in every halacha that the Rambam deals with tkiya shofar b'yovel, he refers back to tkiya b'Rosh Hashanah. In Sefer Mitzvos, Aseh Kuf Lamed Zayin, the picture is a little bit more complicated. Here, the Rambam starts off that way, but he ends differently. HaMitzvah Kuflam and Zayin, Tisha Tzivanu Litzkoa B'Shofar Basir D'Tishrei Mishon Azu B'Yobel V'Likro B'Chol Artsoseinu Dror La'Avodim V'Latzeis Kol Evet Ivri L'Cheiros B'Li Pidjon B'Yom Azen Klomar Ha'Asir D'Tishrei Hu Amoriz Barach Avarta Shofar Trua B'Chodesh Hashvi B'Asol HaChodesh B'Yom HaKippurim Taviru Shofar B'Chol Artzachem I'm across and draw the heart of Chol Yosvel. He names Bar. Here again, he's quoting Sheshava Hayovel Rosh Hashanah Litkiyo LeBrachos. Again, he didn't need to say that here because the pasuk that he quotes is sufficient. The pasuk itself says you blow shofar on Yovel. Why does Rambam have to add Sheshava Hayovel Rosh Hashanah Litkiyo LeBrachos? Right. But then he says Ukvar is Bar Mishmitei Tkiya Shofar Rosh Hashanah from Sechet Rosh Hashanah. And maybe this is connected to what he seems to be referring to but doesn't explicitly follow up on, right, which is this L'chol HaDvarim connection. But then he adds, V'yadua, however, it's known, Shatkiya Hazos B'yovel Amnam Hilafarsa Macherus V'shu Min Min Achraza Hu Amaro Krasim Dror V'ein Inyana Inyan Tkiyas Rosh Hashanah He zichron lefnei Hashem, v'zula hotzi esavadim kemosha bi'arnu. So the Rambam, right, does something very dialectical and very Rambamesque, one might say. On the one hand, he continuously, right, integrates these two themes, even going beyond what we would have expected, right, by every time the Gemara has it, he codifies it. And not only that, but he has a few statements that seem to imply going a step further than the Gemara in terms of the integration of these things. And then at the very end, he tells you, Ein inyana inyan tkiyas Rosh Hashanah. Kihi zikaron lefnei Hashem. Something which bothers us the whole time, whether we're reading the Gemara or the Rambam, namely, what's this connection between Yovel and Rosh Hashanah? Right, Rosh Hashanah is Keman Dekayis Malitvei. It's a time of crisis. It's a time of bringing Zichronos of Nei Hashem. Yovel is a drawer. It's a Zman Cheirus. It's a Hotzi Yitzvavadim, etc. So the Rambam is drawing our attention to the distinction, even as he's further accentuating the connection. What's really going on here? Let me highlight it in another way as well. There's another seeming discrepancy in the Rambam between Yovel and Rosh Hashanah, and it's understood differently by different Mefarshim. It's very consequential to our discussion either way. When it comes to Tkiyas Shofar, this is something which is Yadua. It's Yadua on one level, and it's controversial how to interpret it. The Rambam's famous view is that the mitzvah of Tkiyas Shofar Rosh Hashanah is a mitzvah of Shniyah. Right, the Rambam says this in the Koteret Hilchos Shofar, if you have it on page 2. Right, Yesh Bechlolon Shalosh Mitzvah Asei Zeh Pratan. The first one is Lishmoa Kol Shofar Be'echad Tishrei. Lishmoa, to hear. The Rambam repeats it in Halacha Aleph Mitzvah Asei Shal Torah Lishmoa Truah Tzah Shofar Rosh Hashanah Lishmoa. Right, Yom Truah Yeh Lachem. The Rambam has a very famous tshuva, the tshuva is from Rambam, Siman Yud Tes, where he says this again explicitly. Rambam says, the mitzvah of shofar is a mitzvah of, and Rosh Hashanah is a mitzvah of shmiya, otherwise it would be impossible to fulfill the mitzvah by hearing somebody else blow. He implies almost as much here as well, in Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel. Here the Rambam speaks about the famous Rambam about Shofar HaGazel, Shofar Shal Avad Azari, and Tokum HaLechatchila, and Tokum HaYatza, Shalir Nidachas, and Tokum HaYatza. The Rambam says that various Shofars should not be used. Shofar HaGazel should talk about HaYatza, She'en HaMitzel of the Shmiya Sakol, Afar Bishol Noga Bavlo Higbiya Shomeya. Why? The Ein Bekol Din Gezel. The Rambam says, seems to say, that because the Mitzel of Kiyah Shofar is Shmiya, not Tkiya, right, as is reflected by the fact that you don't need to hold it right in your hand, you don't need to touch it, implying what he says in the tshuva explicitly, which is that if the mitzvah had been tkiya, there would have been a problem. Right, you wouldn't fulfill shamei ka'one because you might hear the call, but you're not doing the act of tkiya. Fascinating idea. So Rambam says, because the mitzvah shmiya, therefore Shofar HaGazel is not a problem. Ein b'kol din gezel. A reinforcement to the tshuva in terms of Shemei Ka'ona, number one. And number two, the implication that there would have been enough kamina with respect to the problem of mitzvah haba bave. The Rambam, when he speaks about the bracha, likewise, concludes that the bracha is l'shmoa kol shofar. Look at here, Perek Gimel, Hilchos Shofar Halacha Yud, at the bottom of page 3. Haminig ha-pashut b'seder ha-tkiyah shor Rosh Hashanah b'tziva kachu, ha-cha shakorim b'torim ha-tzir na-sefer l'mekoma yoshin kal'am echad omeid ha-mavarech baruch ha-tah Hashem ala-kenim ala-kalvam ha-sher k'dishonim t'asam v'tzivanu l'shmoa kol shofar v'chala'am omeim amein. Rabbeinu Tam, as we know, had a different bracha, right? Al tkiyas shofar, or tkoa v'shofar, there are different formulations within Rabbeinu Tam. Rambam Shita, Lishitaso, the mitzvah Shmiya, the bracha is Shmiya as well. On the other hand, when it comes to Yovel, well, there, the Rambam in the Koteret says, this is on page 4, see Rambam Yochel Shmita, the Yovel Hagdama, Litkoa Bashofar, Yud the Tishrei, Kedei Latzei Sabadim Chatshim, not Lishmoa, but Litkoa. And that's again in Halacha Yud when he talks about it. Mitzvah Saseh, Litkoa, B'Shofar Basiri. Again in Sefer Mitzvot, Kufla Medzayin, Shetzivanu, Litkoa, B'Shofar Basiri, mitishrei. The other Rambam says clearly, tkiya, not shmiya. So there's a huge discrepancy between the Rambam in both places. So here there are two, I think, perspectives that could emerge. One is, and I think both of them are very, both of them are equally important. It's important to make slightly different points. One possibility is that the gap between these two Rambams, between the Rambam's view of Yovel and the Rambam's view of Rosh Hashanah, should be narrowed considerably. While he emphasizes Tkiya in one and Shmiya in the other, in fact, the differences are much more subtle. Now, the best way to prove that would be to prove that even in Rosh Hashanah, even in Shofar Shal Rosh Hashanah, there's an element of Tkiya. And many of the Chachamim pointed out that this seems to be the case. You know, the Rambam emphasizes Shmiya. I mentioned four or five Rambams, right, which clearly, both in his language and in Nafka Mina, he goes in that direction. Nonetheless, nothing is ever, you know, very simple with the Rambam. If you investigate a little further, there are some problems. What are the problems? Well, some problems are, you know, dual before some, very easy to solve. For example, the Mishnah says in Rosh Hashanah, and the Rambam codifies it in Parak Beis, Halacha Aleph of Hilchos Shofar, that Cheirus Shota V'Katan, who blows shofar, you can't be Yotze with them. They're not a Barchiv. Some of the Mepharshim who think that the mitzvah is one of Tkiya bring a raya from that. After all, if it was Shmiya, what do we care? Right? If it's Tkiya and it's Shamei Ka'one, you need a Barchiva. But the Shmiya for shofar, you can hear from a Cheirus Shota V'Katan as well. Other Achorim point out that's not a very strong raya. One might say that the Cheir Shota V'Katan cannot produce a kol shofar. It's not the same, it's a musical note, but it's not a shofar note. A shofar note implies a certain halachic status, and only a Bar Chiyuva can produce that. And that's not a proof. A much stronger proof is the Rambam in Perek Beis, halacha, what is it, Dalet. Here the Rambam, of course, again, it's a very famous problem. Rambam says, that is on page 3. On the topic of shofar, the Islam made Yotze Dechavarso. The person is the learning Tkiya shofar, but doesn't need to fulfill the mitzvah. He doesn't fulfill the mitzvah. Can a shomem and a misafik layotze? The skabin shomel and says Dechavarso, lo niskabin a tokeh lo tzio. For she niskabin a tokeh lo tzio, lo niskabin a shomel and says, lo yotze Dechavarso, ad she skabin shomea umashmir. So the halakha that if the tokeya is misasek, he can't be motzi acher mide kobaso, that you can explain the same way as Kereshot of the Kata. That's not such a big problem. If he has it doesn't have in mind that it's a kol shofar, even though he's a gadol, it's not considered a kol shofar shomitzvah. And hearing it, you're not hearing a kol shofar shomitzvah, you're hearing musical notes. It's a halakhic definition. The problem is this case. Let's say the mashmiya, the tokeya, has kavana for the kol shofar. And let's say the guy listening has kavana to fulfill the mitzvah. But the tokeya doesn't have kavana to be motzi the shomeh. Now, if you take the view that there's some concept of tkiya shofar here, and you have to connect to the tkiya shofar, so then the kavanas mashmiya to the shomeya is an important mitzvah. However, if you think that all you need is a chapsa shol or a chalos, shame, kol, shofar, shol mitzvah, and then hearing it is sufficient, but there's no yichus to tkiya. Tkiya is a hechsher mitzvah. It's merely about producing the kol. Right? Then why do you care whether the mashmiya has kavana lahotzi as a shomea? As long as he relates to what he's doing as a kol shofar, and the other guy hears it, you shouldn't require the link between them. Again, I didn't make up this question. Other Achronim noticed it as well. They're very troubled by it. Some of them came to the conclusion because of this, including some early ones. The Lecha Mishnah, the Mabit, the Minchas Chinuch quotes it. Some of them came to the, you see from here that even though the Rambam emphasizes Shmiya, he meant that there's a mitzvah of Tkiya and of Shmiya. But where did he get it from? He doesn't say it. It went on from there to suggest that the Rambam believes that there are two dinim. Now the Minchas Chinuch, as I say, together with the Lecha Mishnah, comes to this conclusion. But the Minchas Chinuch goes a giant step further. Minchas Chinuch says, well, if this is true, so what about Shofar Shol Yoga? There the Rambam emphasizes Tkiyah, but just like in Hilchos Shofar, when he mentions Shmia, right, we've come to the conclusion that he broadened it to include Tkiyah. Maybe when he speaks about Tkiyah in Yovel, he really also means Shmia, because our Nafka Mina in the other direction as well. For example, let's say you blow Shofar in a room with an echo, right? So the Gemara seems to say that you're not Yotze Dechobas. That's one of the rayas that they bring for the Rambam, Udimei, that there's a mitzvah Shmia, not Tkiyah, because if the mitzvah is to blow the shofar, so then who cares about the echo? But the echo is in the hearing level, not on the... And there may be a way out of this, but this is the... Right? So if you blow into a bore, or into a place where there's an echo, should there be a problem? So the issue that arose was, what about Yovel? On Yovel, if you blow into an echo, according to the Rambam, are Yotze or not Yotze? Right? Or, to the other questions, let's ask this question. So the Minchas Chinuch says, by the way, he says, absolutely, you are not Yotze. Because the Rambam equates Tkiya Shel Yovel and Tkiya Shel Shofar. He doesn't say this explicitly, but maybe that's what the Rambam meant when he had that grandiose additional statement that they're Lekol Advarim, they're connected. Right? Notwithstanding his final sentence in Sefer HaMitzvot. For example, what about Hilchos Brachos? What bracha do you make? The Rambam doesn't tell us what bracha you make on the Shofar Shel Yovel. So the Radvaz and others say, Lutkoa B'Shofar. The Minchas Chinuch was of the opinion, or Hamish was the opinion, that the bracha that you make is Lishmoa Kol Shofar, just based on this connection. Another question. What would be the halakha of mitzvah above Abeira when it came to Shofar Shel Yovel? Right, the Rambam said, or Shomei Ka'ona for that matter. The Rambam seemed to say in his tshuva, and again in halakha Gimel, that because Shofar and Rosh Hashanah is a din of Shmia, therefore there's no Shomei Ka'ona, there is also no mitzvah above Abeira, ein b'kol din gezel. But what about Shofar Shel Yovel? Right, so this is a discussion. I remember the Rav once thought as a double pashut that Shofar Shel Yovel should be subject to mitzvah baba veira, right? Because the Rambam speaks about tkiya and not about shmiya. But according to the Minchas Chinuch, Udime, that you're equating or equalizing between the two, maybe that's what that extra line in the Rambam meant, then it's very possible that it's not so. Or, for example, there could be other issues. Is Rav Avoh's suffek, what is a trua, for example, is that equally a problem in Yovel? Does anybody say that on Yovel, instead of blowing, you know, 9 kolos, that you have to blow 30? Right? I don't know. I mean, we don't have it, not in the Gemara, not in the Rambam, etc. There are many other issues as well. The point is, let's take a step back. There are two possibilities. One is that the Rambam really equated Yovel and Shofar even in the cases where there appears to be discrepancy, or notwithstanding what appears to be discrepancy in emphasis. And why the discrepancy in emphasis? Because of Psukim. Right, when it comes to Shofar Shel Rosh Hashanah, what does the Torah tell us? Zichron Trua. Or Yom Trua Yelachem. The Torah goes out of its way to avoid the verb. Right? Yom Trua, the day of Trua, because of the impact of the Trua. Zichron Trua certainly sounds like it's Shmia. When it comes to Yovel, Torah speaks of Bahavartem, Taviru, there you have the verb, there it's Pia. So it could be that even though it would be remarkable if the Rambam felt that there really were no Nafka Mina, but the different in emphasis is a different in emphasis, and where would he come to that conclusion? Why would he integrate Kios into Shofar and integrate Shmia into Yovel? Precisely because he was convinced that this connection is a serious and a substantive one. And there's other evidence that the Rambam thinks that tkiyah, at least, the yovel part at least, plays a role in shofar. Now, I don't think that one should go as far as the Mechasinuch and say that the mitzvah is tkiyah ushmiyah. My preferred formulation, and I've spoken about this in the past, is that there has to be a tziruf to the tokeah and to the ma'isa tkiyah, even though the kiyah mitzvah is shmiyah. Actually, the Rav used to say in the name of Rav Chaim a similar idea, but as an explanation, as far as I remember, for Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says the bracha that you make on tkiyah shofar is the tkoa or al tkiyah shofar. The Rav used to say the name of Rav Chaim, not because Rabbeinu Tam really believed that the mitzvah was tkiyah, not shmiyah. What about all the evidence, the echo and the chayr shot of a car, all these evidences, not the echo and other things. So the Rav used to say, name Rav Chaim, that Rabbeinu Tam also thought that the tkiyah mitzvah is shmiyah. But that the bracha reflects the ma'isa mitzvah. Everybody agrees that there has to be a ma'isa tkiyah. The question is a local bracha's question. The bracha is on the performance of the mitzvah or on the fulfillment of the mitzvah. I think one could say something similar for the Rambam. Just to give you another example, a few other examples, but the Rambam has the view, quotes the view of the Gemara, that whoever starts with the mitzvah of tkiyah, whoever starts with tkiyah shofar, tkiyah semiyushav, all things being equal, he should complete the mitzvah as well. If it's a mitzvah of shmiyah, then the guy who's blowing is just a hechatimtzi. And like some of the Gaonim, the Rambam seems to say that the prohibition to talk, right, until the end of all the tkiyos applies to the tokeya. And we are machmir that it should apply also to the shomer. That's the different views in the Gaonim. But the Rambam quotes the one that applies only to the tokeya. What's a special yichus of the tokeya if he's just, creating a hechatimtzi of a call? He's really no different or better than anyone else. And I think there are several other rayas as well. But where did the Rambam get even that? Even if you don't go as far as the Lechem Mishnah, the Rambam really believed that the mitzvah was tkiyah, was shmiyah. How did the Rambam know that the tokeya and the ma'isa tkiyah has special yichus beyond the hechsher? I think that the answer is the connection to Yovel. That part I think is true. And when it comes to Yovel, the Rambam implies that the connection to shofar is impactful. And then the Rambam, the end of Sefer Mitzvah, says, don't be misled. It's important to understand this dialectic. The impact of one parsha on the other without confusing them completely. So what is that relationship? So I think that the answer is the connection between Yovel and Shofar provokes us to re-examine, to reassess the depth of both of these mitzvahs so that they really end up meeting, not being identical, but interacting one with the other. While it's true that shofar of Rosh Hashanah, the kayif, reflects crisis, the link to Yovel establishes that even shofar shel Rosh Hashanah is fundamentally an optimistic performance. And I always like quoting the Medrash, which says, Mika Amcha Yisrael Goyachar Baharetz, that there's no nation like Kal Yisrael. Every other nation comes into Rosh Hashanah, to a kind of Rosh Hashanah experience, a Yom Adin, wearing black and crying and trembling. Right? Kal Yisrael come in wearing white, with a sense of confidence that their tefilos will carry them through the process. Where does that come from? From the fact that the Ikar Dinim mechanisms, the Ikar details of Tkiyah Shofar Barash Hashanah, of Yom Adin, really come from Yovel. Yovel is the recreation, the starting all over again, the ultimate, optimistic moment of history. The ability to start fresh. Shiluach Abadim, Hachazaras Nachala, all of that. It's important that Vavartem and that Shofar, that these dinim come from Yovel to establish, and Rosh Hashanah, as the way that Klal Yisrael meets the crisis, is with a sense of confidence, with a sense of simcha, and with the awareness that there is a restart button to some extent, as long as one neutralizes in a responsible way one's past. In the case of Yovel, Sefer Chinuch says it beautifully. One could have thought that it's all about, you know, the commercial impact. You know, give the man another chance, let him get his father back, let the Eved start all over again. Right? It's very much focused on Eved and Adam. Chinuch says it's important to realize, and I believe he specifically connects it to the connect to Rosh Hashanah, that there's a greater Adon than this Adon and his Eved. And that the real reason that Avadim are Mishulachim, the Yovel, is because the ultimate Adon is the Rabbanu Shel Olam. So the sense of responsibility from one Jew or one individual to another, all of that flows from the Rosh Hashanah component. It may very well be, that's what the Rambam is telling us in the end, that there are differences in emphasis between Yovel and Rosh Hashanah. And that may be responsible for one being Pihikaro, a mitzvah of Tkia, while the other is a mitzvah of Shmia. But at the very same time, the fact that Shabbat, Yovel, and Rosh Hashanah, not only with Tkios, but Lebrachos, in both directions, recasts both of these and makes the optimism and the Kriya, the Tkia of Yovel, transforms it, even as it transforms, for our purposes more importantly, even as it transforms the Shmia of the Shofar itself. The Torah was very meager in providing details for Shofar for Rosh Hashanah because it wanted us to look at the various Makoros. I didn't have a chance to discuss all of them, I only really focused on one aspect. It wanted us to integrate and to calibrate the various notions of Trua and Tkia, the Pshuta Lepanao, the Pshuta Lachreha. It wanted us to take from the Parsha of Yovel, the Parsha of Chatzotzros B'Mochama, the Parsha of Chatzotzros in the context of Karbanos, so that we would understand the different components and the different complexities that are involved in Tkiyah Shofar of Rosh Hashanah. Had the Torah developed all the details right there and then, we wouldn't be obligated to draw these conclusions to see the bigger picture on our own. Therefore, it's like a master stroke of divine ingenuity. In order to accentuate both the complexities and the opportunities and the interactions of Tkiyah Shofar, the Torah precisely, the combination of Torah Shebasav and Torah Shebal Peh, led us exactly to the proper conclusions. And let me conclude with this, since I'm it's over time already. Let me just conclude with a beautiful comment of the Meiri in his Chibur HaTshuva. The Meiri says, referring to the Pasuk in Tehillim, Ashrei Ha'am Yodei Trua, which of course is so prominent in our liturgy. Hadas Chachamim Zal Nimshach L'mashe Talu L'var V'hu Shabhem Shecho Liyad Eyos HaMelech HaNosa Yoshev Al Kisei Din Amar Ashrei Ha'am Yodei Trua. Right, happy is the people who understand the Trua. Rotsa Lomar Ashrei Ha'am Asher Yisbonein B'Shamoas Kol HaShofar. Right, blessed or happy is the people who contemplate, who reflect and understand when they hear the Kol Shofar, V'Yizayir V'Yecharad L'Nafsho Al Asher Kidmo Min Ameri, and they draw proper conclusions. Shelo kiven ba'amrei asra am yodei trua ha'ashur l'misha yodei l'tkoa. It doesn't say, blessed are those who, you know, who know how to blow shofar, although that is important as well, right? Last year's topic. El l'misha yichabein libo v'yizbonein haroi l'yizbonein b'tkiyaso u'bishmiyaso. If you understand the significance, right, of the tkiya and of the shmiya, and I would add, right, not only the Tkiyah and the Shmiyah, but where each one comes from, and the special interaction between them, the Yovel, the Rosh Hashanah, everything else that is combined, all the different aspects of Trua. The Ginuchei Gonech, the Yulei Yolim, with the Neshim Achas, and the Shnei Neshimos, which we didn't get to speak about. Hu Amaram, Ashrei Ha'am, Yodei Trua. V'chi'ena Umos, Yodim Lahariya. The nations of the world don't know how to blow shofar, or how to be Meriya. Halo Kama Kronos Yesh Lahem. Hela She Yodim Lefatos Zboram B'Trua, V'omeid Mekisei Din, Mekisei Rachamin. Rotsa Bazeh Shah Ashura Zeh Anamhu Ala Yodim Lechavin HaMavukash the Mitzvah Trua. Rotsa Lomar She Yodim Lehair Libam Velev Shomam Lavod Hashem Velazov Tachlis Vaziva Kol Darkam Hara'a Vehu Shechivnu Bamarmaram La'arve Vesasatan. If you really understand the intricacies of Tkiyah Shofar, right, it's not that mitzvah alone. I would say that it explains why it is that the Torah characterizes the entire day and everything that it stands for as Yom Trua Yelachet. I wish you all a Ksiva V'Ksima Tova, Shas Chaim Shalom. We'll meet next week pre Yom Kippur.